that I lost all sense of where it was I'd gone to sleep, and then wake up, not knowing who I was. A rudimentary state of existence? Yes. That's what I wanted. But then the memory of where I was would come down to save me like a rope into a well. Tansonville? Is it? Or Dancière? Or Balbec? Or Paris? Or Venice?
Mama? Mama?
It's Combray. My bedroom in my great aunt Leonie's house. In those far distant days.
Mama?
But you, come in and stop your husband drinking the brandy.
What is that iridescence on the wall? Someone has bought me a magic lantern to offset my nighttime fears.
Well?
Well?
What do you think? Isn't it fun? Isn't it delightful?
No.
Yes, it is.
An iridescence. On the wall of my room. Across the curtains.
This is the Lady Genevieve de Brabant in her castle. She's very grand.
Like Golo? Like Bluebeard?
What's going to happen to her, do you think?
What's going to happen to me?
I don't like it.
Oh, now, this is silly. You're being silly. Look at her blue dress.
Mama!
Golo's coming. Out of the forest.
Someone will help her.
Who?
Someone. Someone will come to her rescue. You'll see.
Nobody's coming.
You'll see.
No.
More story, Mama. Please?
Are you going to be a grown-up boy for me?
Oh, my God.
You promised.
Kiss me.
Kiss me, Mama.
You promised.
The thought that she'd come back. My only consolation.
Pressure building.
Papa?
Rain later.
For a long time, I used to go to bed. What was that?
Mathilde, stop your husband drinking the brandy.
My grandmother, run ragged by her sister Leonie, replied with a saintly smile.
Let the boy go out sometimes. That's the way to build him up.
My lack of willpower, my poor health, the uncertainty as to my future, these burdens I gave her.
Not like this, in his room all the time, reading.
Your kisses springing from your eyes like tears, grandmother.
Reading is well, but he needs fresh air.
Couldn't wean her husband from his liqueur glass either. What was that?
The garden gate. A visitor. A visitor. Who in the world can it be?
Is it Charles Swan?
Yes.
Again?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Mr. Swan.
Good evening, Mr. Swan. Are you really a connoisseur now, Mr. Swan?
I am all ears from my upstairs window.
I wouldn't say that.
I ask for your own sake.
You're so kind.
There are so many fakes in the marketplace nowadays.
My coachman warned me. I'm a child.
Your coachman?
You know him?
No, I don't.
He took me by the sleeve recently, prior to an auction.
Your sleeve?
Just sort of gave me a gentle tug, you know.
Mr. Swan.
No, listen.
One of your stories, is that? Is that what you're telling us?
I can assure you.
You are a wicked man.
Leonie.
By the sleeve, did you hear?
He says to me, the Fabergé egg isn't all it's cracked up to be. And if that's a Vermeer, I'm a Dutchman. Which, oddly enough, is what Vermeer was. Anyway, save me a small fortune.
Dutchman! Did you hear him?
Would you like a sorbet, Mr. Swan?
I must go, as a matter of fact.
Why?
Leonie!
Duty calls.
Yet who was he? Swan. We had no idea. A sad neighbour who'd made a bad marriage to a fast woman, whose name we never mentioned in the house and was devoted to his daughter Gilberte. Gilberte. Whom later I would love.
It must be so very hard for him.
In those days when I believed in love.
In that house, all alone with his little daughter.
But who was he?
Do we have to discuss this?
Turned out to be one of the smartest members of the jockey club. Friend of the Prince of Wales. Lion of the Faubourg Saint-Germain. Our sad neighbour.
You could have asked him about her.
It would be ridiculous.
When we say we see someone we know, what do we mean? All we're doing is filling in their outline with ideas we already have about them.
Alone with that little girl.
No.
He adores her.
I don't care.
And these ideas follow the outline of the nose and the curve of the cheeks.